Again, the book is called The Freedom Framework's Infinite Possibilities to Achieve Career Independence on Your Own Terms, as we welcome Jack M. Cohen to the program this morning. Jack, how are you?
Craig, I'm great. Thank you, and I appreciate the kind introduction.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, your inspiration for writing this book, was a lot of it coming from your own experiences?
Yeah, very much so. I have been in the real estate finance business for about 43 years in various shapes and forms. And through the years, involvement in industry associations, I've done roundtables. And the last public roundtables and the last few years, I've been doing it with young professionals. I put 40 young professionals between 25 and 35 years old in a hollow square for 2 hours, and just we kind of facilitate a conversation. And what I've come to understand is maybe a third of their questions always revolve around career, where they are in their career, how they should measure the success of their career. And I guess in a drunken stupor one night, I got this idea. I wonder if I could create a virtual mentoring by inventorying a bunch of stupid human tricks that I've been collecting for 50 years that I use to manage me, to manage others, to manage teams, to manage businesses. Could I curate this in a workbook, a self-efficacy, a self-career management book? And that was the birth of Freedom Frameworks. The idea really is the book is not about me. The book is about the frameworks, but I teach the frameworks by explaining stories that I had as a parent, or a story about one of my children, or something that happened in business. And it kind of gives us some, I'll call it caricature to the frameworks and how to use them.
Now, one of the first things I would gather you want to do is figure out who it is that you want to be and how you can carve out a path to get there, right?
Craig, very good. So I encourage you and all your listeners to go into the gym and ask somebody to put a 100-pound dumbbell on the floor. And then I want you to see if you can push the dumbbell or pull the dumbbell. And I think what you're going to find is you've never seen a cart pushing being pushed by a horse, but rather the horse pulls the cart. And so what I talk about in the book is close to what you just said. We need to create pull energy. And I think people are cheating themselves out of the opportunity to fantasy. And I talk about the pull energy of the things you want in your life at an intended future, a point in time in the future. And so rather than saying, I want to be the boss, I want to be the CEO, I want to be a chief revenue officer, I want to be an NFL quarterback, I think what people miss is the opportunity to ask yourself why, and what is it about that you aspire for? And then if you can inventory all those things in your life and compare it to your inventory of your current reality, then as you just said, you've got a beginning and an end, and you can mark your path. You can figure out the skills you need to acquire and the experiences you need to have and the people you need to meet to get there. But most of us do the very best job we can in a day to actually survive and prosper. And we are buried in our current reality, and we're trying to push that dumbbell from our current reality to this future that we haven't really envisioned fully. And it's by beginning with the end in mind, by creating some pull energy, and we go through this in the book, that I have found that it frees people up to find different paths than they thought, because instead of using labels, they're actually projecting themselves to their future self.
Wow. Yeah, I've never heard of the concept of pull energy versus push energy. That's an interesting one.
Well, yeah, and it's but you've experienced it, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody comes up to you and says, hey Craig, nice to meet you. I'm Jack. I went to Stanford University. And you're thinking to yourself, what a pompous ass. I didn't ask. I don't even care. Right? But if somebody comes up to you and says, hi Craig, my name is Jack. How are you? And you start talking, and in the conversation it comes out that I'm well educated, then you're kind of intrigued. And you might ask the question, well, educated in what? Educated where? Where did you go to school? So by creating a scenario for pole energy, I've invited you into a conversation. But pompous, arrogant narcissists push at you. And for some reason, they think that's actually a successful strategy.
Well, Jack M. Cohen with us this morning. He's a CEO and author of a book called The Freedom Frameworks, Infinite Possibilities to Achieve Career Independence on Your Own Terms. Some of the most important keys to success for somebody out there in your mind, Jack?
I think the most important thing is to invest in yourself. I try and make the point that the most valuable asset that you'll ever own is yourself. So think about it. People want to buy a car, they want to buy a house, they want to buy an income-producing property or stocks and bonds. Why? They want because they want the passive income from it. But they miss the fact that if they would invest in themselves and their ability, their own ability to increase their ability to create value for somebody else, so somebody else will pay them, that income stream increases. And so I think the three keys to success are every day, acquire a new skill, accumulate a new experience, and develop a new relationship. And if you have that mindset that you're building yourself up and cross-training for a future that has not yet surfaced, I have found that increases the odds of success, because I know the opposite of that, which is what most of us does, increases the chances for failure.
Now, also a personal and professional identity is a great thing to develop. You say using specific strengths and weaknesses. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses. You identify them, and then you kind of shape your professional identity from them. How do you do that?
Totally great. And I think the first, the acronym I use is SBO. So when people think about their strengths and weaknesses, they're thinking about them as features. It's almost like they're an automobile. And they're offering power steering or air conditioning, right? Yeah. These are the features about me as a person. But the advanced course is, well, that's not relevant. What's really relevant is what somebody would get from the benefits of my features. And that really is now more on path to what you're talking about. But I think the answer to the final exam is when we're creating our identity, how can we see the outcome that serves somebody else the best? And if you can focus on the outcome you're trying to create for another, working back from the benefits they get from being with you, then I find your identity comes out stronger, better, faster, more effectively. And so I think that if you'd acquire skills, if you'd accumulate experiences, if you'd develop relationships, what you would find is that you are starting to raise the features you can offer that turn into benefits to somebody else that they can then have an outcome shared with you because your two paths have crossed. And that's how I work with people in terms of an identity. What outcome do you serve for a person? What is your secret sauce that makes you different to create that outcome? And then you can focus on, well, what is your product and how do you price it and where do you sell it to what customers?
Jack M. Cohen with us this morning on the WCUB Breakfast Club. Again, the book available where all good reads are sold. I'm looking at the Amazon page right now. The Freedom Frameworks, Infinite Possibilities to Achieve Career Independence on Your Own Terms. What we talked about today and much, much more in this fantastic book. Jack, hey, congratulations. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Greg, you were great, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this morning. Have a great day.